We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to Inside Mizzou Athletics, presented by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. Now, here's Matt Michaels and Brad Trinago.
Hey there, Brad Trinago here with another edition of Brad's Bites, where we focus on some things happening around Mizzou outside of the football program. I had a chance on the Buckle Up Phone Down Tiger tailgate to speak with Mizzou journalism professor Kathy Kiley about the Missouri Info Corps. It's a pop-up newsroom that covered underserved communities and topics across the state over the summer, and we'll be continuing to do that moving forward. Here's part of that conversation. Your biography says you spent a good chunk of your career covering Congress and national politics, and you have a passion for transparency. So I'm guessing you left Washington, D.C. because it was driving you crazy?
Well, a little bit. I think I was kind of done with D.C. I had a wonderful time working there. I really enjoyed my time covering Congress and covering the White House. But I reached a stage of my career when I wanted to give back. And you're right, Brad. We're at a stage in our political life where I think the solutions aren't going to come from Washington. Washington represents us. So I really wanted to get back to local journalism. And that's what the University of Missouri allows me to do, because as a lot of your listeners know, we operate local newsrooms here in Columbia. And so it's a great chance for me to have an impact in a part of journalism that I think has been overlooked over the last few decades and is really important.
What drew you to this program specifically with the J School and Missouri Press Association, where you're focusing on stuff that's a little more local?
Well, we started this program really in response to an emergency. And we saw that a lot of our top students were losing jobs and losing internships, summer internships, because people were shutting down and the pandemic was eliminating a lot of jobs in journalism. It put a lot of pressure on journalism because we rely on advertisers, and a lot of the businesses that advertise and keep newsrooms alive through their ads were also shuttering. So it was an unusual time, and we decided to respond. We thought, all right, if COVID is going to deprive our students of opportunities, we are going to create opportunities for our students covering COVID. Kind of do the same thing with our state legislative coverage. We provide coverage that the students do to all of our newspapers. And we're also happy to provide that to broadcasters too, but mostly our customers have been newspapers throughout the state. So we just wanted to amp up the coverage, and we thought it would be helpful for newspapers and most importantly for their readers throughout the state.
We're talking with Mizzou journalism professor Kathy Kiley on the Buckle Up Phone Down Tiger Tailgate. She is involved with the Missouri Info Corps. It's a pop-up newsroom that covers underserved communities and topics across the state over the summer. So you went in a little bit about these so-called news deserts, you know, areas that just don't have any local presence hardly at all, or maybe in some cases literally none at all. We've also seen a dramatic decline in trust of certain media outlets. How can credible journalists who are legitimately trying to get that whole story turn that perception around?
Well, I think the most important thing we can do is get out into the communities and let people see us at work. You know, it's really hard to stereotype somebody once you know them. And you're right, Brad, that there's a lot of economics, macroeconomics at work here that have deprived a lot of local communities of local news outlets. And I think journalism schools have a great opportunity to fill the gap in the information safety net. Our students get to learn their trade while they are serving their communities. And so that's what we're trying to do here at the University of Missouri. We're sending our journalism students out into the communities. They are supervised by people like me who have many, many years of professional experience. And we're really trying to tell the stories that matter to people and get that news out to them. And I would say to listeners and people who want to know, how do I know what a reliable news source is? I get that question a lot. And my answer is something that may seem counterintuitive, but I say, do they have a corrections policy? Because if somebody corrects, to err as human, we try really, really hard not to make mistakes. But when we do make mistakes, if we are professionals, we correct the record. And that shows we care about our reputations, we care about the reputations of our sources, and we care about having the trust of our readers and listeners and viewers.
What's next for Missouri Info Corps?
Well, that's a really good question, and I'd love to hear from interested Missourians. And my email is Kiley, K-I-E-L-Y-K, at missouri.edu. So send your suggestions there.
Any football connections for you personally as we're getting ready for kickoff of another Mizzou home game?
Well, as a matter of fact, yes. I grew up in a football family. My dad worked for the Pittsburgh Steelers, so I am pretty much a fanatical football fan.
I won't hold it against you, the Steelers part, but there have been some good games between the Steelers and my Chiefs over the years. So, like I said, I'll let it slide for you. There have been some Mizzou players that have run through Pittsburgh also.
Exactly. So, so we're a football family, and I'm looking forward to the game. And I also want to say hats off to SEMO. I know a number of the folks at SEMO have been working for the Stars and Stripes Museum in the Boot Heel of Missouri. That's something that we at the Missouri School of Journalism have done some work for as well. It's a great part of our newspaper tradition here in the state of Missouri. Best wishes to the folks at SEMO. Just I hope they do well, but not too well today.
Professor Kathy Kiley with the Mizzou Journalism School, who's also very much involved with the Missouri Info Corps. It's a pop-up newsroom that covered underserved communities and topics across the state over the summer, and we'll be doing more stuff like that going forward. Thanks a lot for your time today.
Thank you, Brad. M-I-Z.
Z-O-U. That's it for this week's edition of Brad's Bites. Remember to follow and rate and review the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast presented by Shelter Insurance if you have not done that yet. And of course, make sure to keep an eye out for all the other great content we'll be pushing out as we move through this football season, especially. I'm Brad Trinago. This has been Brad's Bites. Take care.
This has been Inside Mizzou Athletics with Matt Michaels and Brad Trinago. Brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.